Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, let me begin this message by offering to you some definitions of the word favor. Favor is being singled out by God for special treatment. It means you have somehow found favor with Him against all odds. Favor is when people validate, accept, and treat you in a special way. Favor is God stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. Favor is one way that God demonstrates His affection and love for us. Favor from heaven is that which envelops our lives and draws blessings to us. Favor is preferential treatment. It's a gift from God. And guess what? Favor is given out of God's goodwill, but favor is never earned. In simple terms, favor ain't fair. Let us take a quick snapshot of the events that take place preceding our selected read scriptural text for today. When the book of Ruth opens, we are told that there is a severe famine in the land of Bethlehem in Judah. So a brother named Elimelech, together with his wife named Naomi, and his two sons named Mahlon and Chilion left Judah and relocated to Moab because they heard that there were provisions in Moab. Yes, sir. That's right. Now, the Bible says that after relocating to Moab, that Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. Now, we don't know how long they were in Moab before he died, but all we know is that Elimelech died. Now, remember that the reason Elimelech moved his family to the country of Moab was because there was a famine in his homeland of Judah. They were strangers or foreigners in the land of Moab. And Elimelech dies. The Bible says that Naomi's two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, married women from Moab. Mahlon married a woman named Ruth, and Chilion married a woman named Orpah. Now, after being married for some 10 years, Ruth nor Orpah conceived any offspring, and the Bible says that their husbands, Mahlon and Chilion, both died. Naomi had lost her husband and now has lost both of her sons. Naomi hears that the famine is over in Judah, So she decides to return back to Judah. She tells her daughters-in-laws to return back to their homes of their mothers, and it was her prayer that God would bless them to find another husband. After three times of encouraging them to leave her and return back to their homes, Orpah decided to return, while Ruth chose to leave the land of Moab and go with her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to Judah. When Naomi and Ruth arrive in Bethlehem, the Bible says that the whole town was stirred because of them. The women of Bethlehem began to ask the question, could this be Naomi? Naomi responds, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought misfortune to me. Now remember, saints, when Naomi left Judah over 10 years ago, she left with her husband and two sons. To her, even though they left as a result of a famine in the land, Naomi still felt that her life was full. As long as she had her husband and her two sons, she felt that she was going to be all right. But now, they all are dead. She tells the women of Bethlehem that the Lord has brought misfortune upon her. Naomi, in essence, tells the women of Bethlehem that she does not feel that she has, nor will ever again, experience the favor of God in her life. And maybe, just maybe, there is someone who is present, watching or listening today, who feels like Naomi felt in our scriptural text. Life has been difficult for you, especially during the last 14 months of our president and the upheaval in our government. Some of us are feeling that you've had your share of ups and downs. You have had difficulty after difficulty. It seems like everywhere you go, there's trouble. You have lost loved ones. You have lost job security. Depression has knocked on your door and has invited itself into your life. You feel like you're on God's I don't care list. Lord, have mercy. And that God's favor is far removed from you. But let me say this to somebody who might be feeling this way. Just because you experience hardship and difficulty in life is not an indicator that God has abandoned or forsaken you. Jesus never promised us that life would be easy, but he did promise his presence with us during the tough times of life. I got some good news to tell somebody today. And the good news is this. Listen clearly. You matter to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you matter to God. And I stopped by to tell you that God is about to release his favor into your life. He is about to release to you everything that you will need to make it through your difficulties and your trials. In other words, God's favor is on the way. This brings us up to our selected scriptural text for today. When chapter 2 of the book of Ruth opens, the Bible says that Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing from the clan of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Somebody say Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Y'all heard that? Now, Ruth was a stranger or a foreigner in Judah. She didn't know anybody. All she knew was her mother-in-law, Naomi. She didn't know who owned property. She did not know whose field that she would be able to glean in. But listen again closely to her words to her mother-in-law. Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Ruth recognized that she could be a recipient of God's divine favor. This brings me to my first sermonic point for today. And the point is this. Favor will promote you in the eyes of others. Y'all missed that. Favor will promote you in the eyes of others. Even though the person may not know you, God can move the person's heart to favor you. Can I give you a personal testimony? When I got the call over 19 months ago for a kidney transplant, 2 o'clock in the morning, Jimmy, the phone rung. You know what's going on. And they said, Mr. Wood, we have a kidney for you. You got to get here within the next 8 hours. Didn't have a bag packed, didn't have a plane ticket, didn't have a thing. My wife and I got up and started throwing things together, drove to the airport. She dropped me off at the terminal. She went and parked and then got twisted up and went into the wrong terminal. I'm in one terminal, she in the other terminal. And I'm sitting there and I'm nervous. I said, well, we're going to miss our flight. Then she finally came. And by the time she came, I was talking with the gate attendant. I said, I'm on my way to Tampa, Florida for a kidney transplant. Homegirl didn't know me from the next person. but favor. She got on her walkie-talkie and called down to the gate and said, I got a couple that need to catch this plane because they're going to Tampa because he's having a kidney transplant. She said, hold the plane. Somebody say, favor! They held the plane. They held the plane. And I stopped by this Sunday morning to let somebody know that God has a way of connecting you to the right people at the right time who will show you his favor. God divinely orchestrated behind the scenes that Ruth would show up at the right field at the right time. And check this out. We see God's favor in the fact that God had Ruth find favor in the eyes of Boaz's overseer. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, even before Boaz shows up to the field, his overseer gives permission to Ruth to glean behind the harvesters. All I'm saying is that God can touch others' hearts to favor you. And God's favor not only causes others to favor you, but God's favor, check this out, provides protection for us. Favor provides protection. We see this truth in the text. In verse 8 and 9, Boaz says to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field. And don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. And listen, I have told the brothers not to lay a hand, oh, come on, y'all, on you. Because Ruth found favor in the eyes of Boaz. Boaz provided for her protection. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that when God favors me, he also provides protection for me. Isn't it good to know that the enemy has to go through God in order to trouble you? This lets you and I know that if God allows trials in our lives, that he is well able to keep us in our trials and deliver us safely out of them all. Let me move on. Lest I keep you too long. Ruth demonstrates to us the blessing that comes from receiving the favor of God. God's favor led her to the right person in the right field. Boaz demonstrated to her the favor of God by providing her protection while she gleaned in his fields. And finally today, we see the favor of God demonstrated to Ruth by Boaz in the fact that Boaz produces plentiful blessings in Ruth's life. Oh, y'all missed that. the favor of God demonstrated by Boaz to Ruth provided Ruth with plentiful blessings in her life. Look at some of the blessings that were produced in the life of Ruth as the result of her receiving favor from Boaz. She received sustenance. Somebody say sustenance. She was able to glean in his fields to sustain not only her, but her mother-in-law, Naomi. Not only did the favor of Boaz provide sustenance, it also provided food and drink. Boaz, so do you, them guys over there, you go get their water. When the crowd comes together to eat, you eat. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to provide for you. And then his favor provided, I didn't have told you, protection. Provided her a safe environment to live and to work. And God, because he favored her and favored us, produces so many blessings in our lives. New Providence and friends, I'm a witness that I don't deserve, and you don't deserve all of the blessings that God has sent into your life. Am I right about it? Blessing after blessing keeps on coming my way. And it's not because I've been so good, but because he is a good God. He blesses me with his favor. Are you blessed today? If you are blessed, you ought to tell God thank you. Thank you for favoring me. I know I haven't crossed every T and haven't dotted every I. And God, I know I've been hard-headed and I've been stubborn, but in spite of my wrongdoing, in spite of my sin, you keep on, keep on, and keep on blessing me. Are you glad that you are on God's blessing end? I thank God for his favor. Listen, I'm going to end this message. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all, I said, and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for his favor. Do you not know that God favored you to get up out of your bed this morning? You didn't get up on your own. God's favor. was applied to you. You think that you made it here to this church driving in all these crazy drivers on your own? No, he said goodness and mercy to go ahead of you and to follow you. Somebody say favor. Some of us have been favored that we're living in homes that we knew we didn't qualify for. We working jobs that we knew we were not qualified for. But because God favored us. New Providence, over 22 years ago, God favored us. He favored us as a church. He favored me as pastor by sending Lily Yvonne into the right field in order that she might be a blessing to me and to this ministry. And so I'm here today to say, God, thank you for favor. I don't know about you. I don't have to be around folk with a lot of money. Most folk who got a lot of money, they get a lot of arrogance too. I don't have to hang around folk who wear tailored suits and eat whatever they want to eat, go wherever they want to go. I don't have to hang around them type of folk. But let me be around somebody who got favor. That's all I want. I want to connect with somebody who's got favor. Because favor has a way of running off on those who surround themselves by favor. Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. Stand to your feet. God favor.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.